Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with National Weather Service Quad Cities Office Science and Operations Officer Ray Wolf about recent weather patterns and the climate outlook through July. I wanted to talk a bit about the last couple months and how most of the spring season has been for Southeast Iowa. Looking back at March and April precipitation and temperatures, would you say it was at a normal range for both conditions? What was your takeaways with that?
Yeah, temperatures have definitely been on the cooler side, probably during the last month. Not including today, we've probably averaged about 5 or 6 degrees cooler than normal. Now, on the precipitation side, that actually hasn't been too much different than what we normally would expect for this time of year. But because we've been so cool, things haven't dried up very quickly, which might explain why farmers are having a harder time getting in the fields in some areas. And why it seems a little bit wetter than it has been, even though we've been near normal on the precipitation side.
And of course, the wind has been a big topic of conversation for the last maybe month or so. Do you have any stats to share as far as recorded winds for the month of April, if it was any kind of record-setting type of winds that we got?
Yep, we don't have specific numbers for Washington or the surrounding area, but we know across the Midwest, actually the last couple months, that it's been windier than normal. Now, usually, I mean, late winter into spring is pretty windy to begin with, being a transition season. But even so, on average, we've been coupled to several miles an hour above normal on average, which doesn't sound like much. But when you tally it up day in and day out, it adds up pretty quickly. And today is just another day of that.
We haven't had too much for severe weather in our area in the last month or so, but we've had so much wind. So could you explain what are kind of the causes for continuous winds that we've received?
Sure. It's been a pretty active storm track across the Midwest much of the last couple of months. And many of the storms, including what we're seeing today, have tracked up to our north and northwest. So we haven't been recipients directly of the worst part of these storms, but because they're so large and cover the entire Midwest region, we have experienced their winds. And for this particular event that we're in this week, we'll actually be on the warmer side of things with temperatures maybe hitting around or above 90 degrees midweek.
Looking forward for May through July, would you say farmers will be maybe any at all pleased at what you are looking at right now for possible conditions?
Well, you know, it's pretty amazing how in almost any year you can have some degree of success. And I think if we start looking at this week, and that takes us into the middle to middle end part of May, it's going to seem like summer around here, but there's some indications toward the latter part of the May we might trend a little bit cooler for the season. No strong signal on precipitation either way. But as we get into the summer, we're kind of in between two areas, and it gives us a little cause for concern. The outlook for the plains, the central and Southern Plains, from about South Dakota down into Texas, odds favor warmer than normal conditions and also drier than normal conditions. And of course, they're dealing with drought and related fire issues out there, both in the mountainous and forested areas of New Mexico, but also in the grasslands of the plains and parts of Oklahoma and Kansas, even up into Nebraska. So while we're not really in the heart of that dry and warm outlook, it's a little disconcerting being so close to it. On the flip side, though, the area where wetter than normal conditions are favored, it's actually the Ohio River Valley up into the southern Great Lakes. So we're not too far from that either. We're kind of in this in-between where maybe odds might tilt very slightly toward warmer and precipitation would be right down the middle the way it looks now. So not a strong signal either way for us in southeast Iowa, but definitely an eye out to what happens out west and whether that can start to influence our conditions here locally.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with National Weather Service Quad Cities Office Science and Operations Officer Ray Wolf about recent weather patterns and the climate outlook through July. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.